T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you're wondering where your $100 bill goes
Mama
the farthest, you need to head to Beckley, West Virginia, where a $100 bill could buy you $127 worth of stuff.
What?
They did a survey of cities around the country, like where $100 is really worth based on inflation or cost of living or something the country.
Okay, so like $100 in Hawaii is not going to stretch as far as $100
like,
in...
Like a $130,000 house in Roland Park would be a shack in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
It will go the farthest in Beckley, West Virginia, Beckley, West Virginia, and then Morristown, Tennessee, Danville, Illinois, Vidalsta, Georgia, where your $100 bill is worth the least. Care to guess?
Ooh, is it? It's either New York, Manhattan area, or LA.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Or, ooh. Wait, no.
Could be Alaska?
San Francisco.
Ooh, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I'm going Napa.
That's good.
I went there with like a dollar, and I came back with less than a dollar.
The place in America where your $100 will go the least is San Jose, California.
Okay.
Where it will basically get you $78 worth of stuff.
Hmm.
Then Santa Cruz, California. Then San Francisco, California. Then Honolulu, Hawaii. Then Napa, California.
Oh, that was on there.
Then New York. Santa Rosa, California.
Yep. Sonoma's going to be on there. It's all insanely expensive.
Mm-hmm. Connecticut, Washington, D.C., and L.A. Those are your most expensive cities. And I guess that's what they're really getting at is what is the most expensive city in the country.
Here's what was interesting to me about Napa, because it's hands down the best. It's one of the absolute best vacations we've ever taken. And it wasn't because we hung out at a winery the whole time. We didn't. You know, Chris isn't a drinker. It is the most stunning landscape. And
Napa is.
Oh, God.
And you get wine.
And there's wine. It's like Lawrence with wine, remember? And
yes, I remember that.
Kara, there is not a single commercial footprint anywhere.
It's all mom and pops.
It's all mom and pop.
Oh, that's cool.
And so when I said it's like Lawrence with wine, it's like old Massachusetts Street Lawrence with wine. It really is farm to table bistro everywhere. You won't see a McDonald's or an Arby's. You don't even see that stuff. And it was funny, on the day that we left, I said, is it bad that I kind of just want to go spend $4 on a burger? Because with that local mom and pop everywhere feel, you're paying $172 for dinner every single night.
Cool. I mean,
it's not like you can just go and order a pizza. They don't have that. So I don't know how people who live there. You would have to have buckets and buckets of money to live there.
Rod said, I bet they serve cake.
But you know what? I love it's not a commercial place. And that's cool.
Speaking of commercials, Netflix. They no longer want to use the term binge watching.
What?
Yeah.
But I'm down with that term.
Netflix has actually told actors who are promoting their series on the show, get away from that. Don't talk about binge watching things. Apparently it's got some negative connotations. Like eating disorders.
Oh, like binging and purging?
Yes.
Well, it's not a disorder if you binge and you don't purge. It's the purging that's the disorder.
Well, if you binge too often, then it's disorder too, isn't it?
I guess so.
Overeating.
My 600-pound life.
Yeah.
Wait. Netflix wants you to stop saying that you're binge watching something?
Yeah. Well, specifically, they're telling the actors not to use the phrase when they do interviews about their shows. Don't talk about binge-watching your shows.
Well, what are we supposed to call it? I got nothing done for four damn days. Thanks a lot, Ozark.
I mean, let's face it. They're not going to be terribly successful with this. It's part of the lexicon of Netflix.
Oh.
They're the reason we have it.
Yeah, wait, go back. Hard left turn, thank you, Rod. It comes back Friday.
Ozark?
Bar the door. I am so excited. And it's my mom's birthday, and I'm telling you right now, she had better call me or I should call her and we should get our pleasantries out of the way before whatever, 8 o'clock that night. When does it drop? Is it noon? I don't even know. I will not leave the house
Ozark?
Until I am finished. No.
What's coming out?
Season 2.
Of what?
Ozark.
I just said Ozark and you said no.
Oh, I can't wait.
Did I just say Ozark and did she just say no?
Yes.
Like I was some sort of an idiot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm that excited about it. Have you seen the trailer?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what it's about.
Do you even have Netflix?
Do you know?
I think I might.
Jason Bateman, even before Ozark, I swear is hands down one of the most talented actors.
Jason Bateman.
Yes. If you look at the catalog
of work
he's
done. The guy from Horrible Bosses.
No, from Arrested Development. If you go back and look at the catalog of his work, it is amazing. And Ozark he was made for that part.
The guy from Stolen Identity.
No, you're going too far back. You've got to look, the last 10 to 15 years.
What TV show was he in the 80s?
What was it? I'll Google him real fast.
What, his sister was on Growing Pains or something? Or Family Ties?
Little yes! House on the Prairie.
No, he was not.
Yes, he did. Look at that.
Jason Bateman was on Little House on the Prairie?
For like 10 seasons.
Can I just say the one thing I don't believe about Ozark, even though every single other thing is true and I know it to be true? Have you seen it, Kara?
What?
The only thing about Ozark that I would like to say to Mr. Bateman that is not believable to me, and all of it is believable, all of it. They just busted somebody down there putting drugs in Bibles. The only thing I cannot believe is that the mother would have allowed her children to stay in that environment.
Oh, yeah.
I said last season, I go, if they had just, because as a mother, you would say, look, you do your little cartel thing. That's fine. I'm getting on a plane with the kids and getting out of here.
Have a good life.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of commercials, the greatest commercial of all time.
Oh, I do love those.
Today we salute you, Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer. Last night, you had the enchilada combo platter. This morning, the three cheese omelet with broccoli. This afternoon, you're a ticking time bomb. Because of you, a simple elevator ride is suddenly a 42-floor plummet into the very bowels of hell.
You take my breath away.
Who did it? Who cares? Sweet mercy, please just someone light a match.
Sweet, sweet mercy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh ninja of the nasty. And while you're at it, crack open a window.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
By the way, the lead singer in those commercials, this is a true story, is the lead singer of Survivor.
Really?
Yes.
The guy who sang Eye of the Tiger.
That's him.
Wow. Where did those go? I want them to do more.
I know.
I want them to come back. They're so funny. Let me see if I can find another one that's really good. There's like 5 million of them. Hang on. You got to get through the intro.
Don't you just think they're so popular they would do more? Or maybe because they're so popular they don't want to do more.
Yeah, probably.
You know, they want you wanting more.
And then they expect two idiots on the radio to play them for free.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
More than any neon sign or exploding scoreboard ever could, your chrome dome cover says, hey guys, look at me.
What could you be thinking?
You.
What could you be thinking?
You think it looks natural,
but it couldn't look phonier if it had a chin strap.
I look at you.
Made of space-age fibers, it can repel anything. Rain, wind, snow, and especially young women. So crack open an ice-cold Budweiser, Mr. Stud in a Rug. Then crack open another for that thing on your head.
I don't think it's all straight.
We have two requests. Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Maker.
Okay.
And Mr. Rolling Cooler Roller.
Wait, go to the first one again.
Rolling cooler
roller.
Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Maker.
Footlong Hot Dog Maker.
And then Mr. Rolling Cooler Roller.
Wikipedia says Anheuser-Busch spent $38 million a year just on the radio versions. Why they don't do it any longer.
Okay, here we go. Here's the footlong. You ready?
Today we salute you, Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
Mr. Footlong Hot Dog Inventor.
When conventional wisdom said no one could make a hot dog longer than 6 inches, you dared to dream.
Dared to dream.
You knew the limitations of a regular-sized hot dog bun, and you ignored them.
Can't stop me now.
You made a 10-inch wiener, and people cheered.
Oh.
But you weren't satisfied. You said, wait, I think I can still give you 2 more inches.
Gotta want it.
So this bud's for you, Mr. Hot Dog Hero, because you gave every single one of us our fondest wish, a bigger wiener.
What's the other one they want to hear?
Mr. Rolling Cooler Roller.
Wait, Mr. Rolling Cooler Roller? Mr. Rolling Cooler. Okay, let's see if we can find that one. Yeah, there it is. Hang on, I'm just waiting for it to queue up. Hang on. All right, here we go. Rolling Cooler. And here we go.
Of genius.
Real man of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Rolling Cooler Roller.
Mr. Rolling Cooler Roller.
Only you understand the best way to carry 9 ounces of macaroni salad is in a 43-pound cooler.
It's got wheels.
Part cooler, part luggage. It holds enough for an afternoon picnic, a tailgate party, or a 12-day trip to Istanbul.
I'm gonna have to check that.
Perfect for the man who has everything. Everything except a friend to help carry a cooler.
Unpopular.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh holler of the hot dogs. You'll find it right under the sub sandwich, the potato salad, and the giant tub of baked beans.
Mr. Rolling Cooler.
Bud Light beer at Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000-calorie salad.
Ah, caramba!
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep-fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie.
Oh, that is so funny. Call my guys at CMOs and Son. You're going to love my guys at CMOs and Son. If you've ever even thought about a Generac home standby generator to power your home, now is the time to do it. They are offering a 7-year, $720 value warranty. It is free for parts and labor. A free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at over $700. And you know, 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac to automatically provide electricity to your home when the power goes out. It's the same brand we have here at the station to keep all of the radio stations in the group on the air when a storm comes through. Call my guys at CMOs and Son now. Mention that 7-year, $720 parts and labor warranty. And they will come out and do a free estimate for you. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmosandson.com.
Most of you have written in, 90% of you, 99% of you, saying, and these are always the nicest compliments, thank you so much. Here's one that just came in effect from 3660. I needed that today. Thank you. Thank you.
Someone said, and I would not be able to get through it, but Kara, somebody said you should have said, Mr. Generac Generator Installer.
Somebody, and then somebody says, I'm at the stoplight and I'm looking over. There are people crying in their cars. I think they're listening to your show. Thank you very much. Thank you for the laughs. Needed that after a long day. And then there's always the one.
That's so stupid.
Is it a slow news day? No, it is not.
No, do you want to hear about 10 children that were found dead in a fire in Chicago? We can talk about that.
It's not a slow news day. It's just that I just don't feel like
talking about 10 children who died in a slumber party in Chicago.
I feel like laughing today, and these commercials are funny. In fact, I'm going to look for one more because I don't care.
Do it just to tick that guy off that wrote in.
Yeah. Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer guy. That guy's awesome.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Mr. Way Too Much Cologne Wearer.
Like a bullhorn, your cologne announces your every arrival, four blocks before you get there.
Here he comes now.
Here a splish, there a splash, everywhere a splish splash. You don't stop till every square inch of manhood is covered.
Everywhere a splish splash.
Overslept and haven't got time to shower? Not to worry. You've got 4 gallons of cologne and a plan.
Pour it on!
So crack open an ice cold Bud.
Yes,
Bud
it is.
Light presents
no.
Real Men of
done.
Genius.
No, we're done. We're done, Ron.
Real Men of Genius.
No, we're done. Who's this?
We salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Men from lesser states may know their state's capital, but you know your state's bird, tree, and even reptile. You display your pride with your Lone Star tattoo.
Yes, it is a slow news day, and I don't care.
It's actually not a slow news
day. It's really not at all.
I just choose not to talk about the things that make me sad at 5:30 on. I can't do it.
Anyway. Abortion, yes or no? 576-7798. World Trade Center Tower number 7, 576-7798.
We are not.
And contempt for any state that doesn't start with Tex and end with Is.
That spells Texas.
Sure, there are 49 other states in the Union, but they're smaller, wussier, and the people talk funny.
Yankee wussies.
So crack open an ice cold.
What they
Yankee wussies.
Oh. Sure, there are other states, but they don't start with Tex and end with Is. Newsroom, Kara Marks.
A warning for parents from the Park Hills School District this afternoon. More next.
You know, here's a question I wish everyone would ask themselves every once in a while. What would you do with an extra $15,000? Well, listen to what happened to Dave when he called my friend Chip Glennon to sell his home in Overland Park. Chip's all-inclusive marketing platform generated in just 48 hours, 48 showings, and 6 offers. It gets better. Imagine Dave's excitement when Chip sold his house for $15,000 over the asking price. Why list with others when Chip Glennon can get you more money for your home? Is your home still on the market, even in this hot market? You want to know that you are maximizing the profit from the sale of your home, and you need an expert like Chip Glennon. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. And I'm serious. If I needed to sell or buy a home, one call. Chip Glennon. Call Chip today at 816-872-5555. 56, 816-872-5556, or online at kcguaranteed.com. kcguaranteed.com, and start packing.
5:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The Park Hill School District says they've received several reports of a man approaching high school-aged girls at bus stops near 58th and Wacomas. He offered them rides. He's described as white, tall, in his late 20s or early 30s, with dark hair that's shaved on the sides of his head and a tattoo on his arm. Police have stepped up patrols in that area. Senator John McCain is lying in state at the Arizona State Capitol. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
One by one, mourners are passing by John McCain's flag-draped casket. It sits protected by two Arizona State troopers in the Capitol Rotunda. Many people are saluting. Even young children are stopping and saluting McCain. Some people are crying, dabbing tears as they pass by his casket.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Pretty comfortable weather for today, but the muggies return right in time for the Labor Day weekend. And each and every day at least has a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Not all day, mind you, but you will have to have that plan B if you're going to be out celebrating this weekend. But how about tonight? We'll go for partly cloudy skies, not quite as windy. 70s turning to 60s by 10 p.m., 62 in the morning. Chance of some showers and thunderstorms in the morning for the commute. We'll start off with that temperature in the 60s. By noon, we'll be at 73. Skies become partly cloudy in the afternoon. High temperature, 83 degrees, as the winds turn to the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
76 at KCI, 74 in Olathe. It is 75 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Oh, yeah, don't mind if we do. EWF, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Granted, there's only two members still in the band from the heyday. But if you get a chance to see these guys in concert, you can thank me later. Somebody says, I've got tears running down my face. It's not from the commercials you guys keep playing. It's that lady who maced me earlier.
They found her. What? They found her, the doorbell lady. Get in here right now.
Oh.
Get in here right now.
We have breaking news.
Kara they just found ran her. In here and she's pregnant.
They found her, the doorbell lady from earlier
that we were talking about.
Yes, she escaped from a domestic violence situation.
You have got to be kidding
me. They found her.
Okay, who is she? Do we know yet?
Well, let me pull up the story.
Because they
Rebecca
thought...
Okay, just told right, me as soon right. as I walked out there.
Wait, everybody back up. Rod's got a great point.
Oh.
Maybe we should update everybody about what we're talking about. There was a home security video that showed a woman in the middle of the night coming up to this door, this home in Houston, and she rings the doorbell. She clearly looks disheveled. It appears that she has some sort of wrist constraints
on.
And then she rings the doorbell, waits for a second, and then just walks off. And she's been featured on all the major news programs. And down in Houston, the big question is, who is this woman? Is she in jeopardy? Is she in trouble? Why does she appear to have some sort of restraints on her hand? Kara marks her go. They have found her.
They have found her. And apparently she did escape from a domestic violence situation.
Oh, my God. I knew it wasn't going to be something like, psych, I was just joking around. One of the questions I had when we talked about this like an hour ago, honestly, can you imagine being in a panic? You have clearly run out basically almost in your underwear, bound or semi-handcuffed. You ring on, let's say, 9 doorbells and no one answers the door.
Right.
Because this was not just one home.
And this is in the middle of the night.
It's in the middle of the night. One of the neighbors said she rang and rang and rang up and down that street.
Huh.
And in some of the houses, the people got up. And by the time they're like, who's ringing the doorbell? She had moved on to another home and they couldn't find her.
Well, apparently they have found her.
Now, I thought this was going to be a kidnapped situation.
Sounded like it was absolutely going to be.
Huh.
But in this case, they're saying that she actually managed to escape and the domestic violence abuser was found dead, committed suicide.
Wow.
So I expect more details are going to come out because this is just breaking right now out of Texas. So we'll get more.
Okay. But all right.
Thought you guys would be updated.
Well, stick around for this.
I'm just glad that she now, I mean, you know, can find services, can get help.
Oh, yeah.
So this past Sunday, Kelly and I went to the new Johnson County Library that they opened up in Western Shawnee. By the way, it's fantastic. And then we had some groceries to get, so we went over to the Price Chopper next door. As we're walking from the car into the grocery store, we hear the unmistakable sound of car metal hitting car metal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that crunching metallic sound.
Never a good sign.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell was that? She goes, what the hell was that? And we turn around, and it was a car in the parking lot at the Price Chopper that had gone forward instead of reverse to get out of the parking spot and hit the car in the parking spot in front of it.
Okay.
And we saw it. I mean, you know, as soon as we heard the sound, we turned around and you could see that the car was like, oops, sorry about that.
Whoops.
And backed out.
Don't tell me they left.
So Kelly and I are standing there at the front door of the Price Chopper and she goes, don't tell me they're going to leave. And I said, well, I don't know. The car, which had clearly plowed, and not at a high rate of speed, obviously.
Well, but hit another car.
But did hit another car, and you could hear that crunching sound of metal.
Yeah.
The car then backs out of the spot, and Kelly says, well, maybe they're just pulling out to, like, leave their information or something. And I go,
no.
And I'm like, well, And she goes, oh, my God, they're driving off. And sure enough, the car drove off. Circled the parking lot as if to like double think it or look to see if anybody was watching. We were, by the way, Johnson County license plate. I know your license.
Do you know the plate?
Yes, I have it memorized.
Well, I hope you called police.
Well, I didn't call police. But anyway, they circled the parking lot, 513, you know the rest. And then like they were looking to see if anybody had seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drove off.
So, unbelievable. Wait, man or woman?
I believe it was a woman. I couldn't really tell, but I believe it was a woman. GMC, you know who you are.
Okay, did any part of you think I am going to take off on a dead run and go knock on her window and say, what the hell are you doing?
No.
Was there any damage to the other car?
Yes, not a lot. It was not bad.
Well, but still. Mm.
But there was some damage.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I will see your story, and I will raise you a story.
Bring it.
Mindy, and I know she would let me tell this story, and I am still so mad that this happened to her, had a woman backing out of a space, did not look, and struck her car. They exchange, like, information kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. This is my name. This is my number. The woman clearly hit her. And there's a witness. There was another man standing right there when it happened. And he goes, I'll be your witness. Here's my name. So 1 week turns into two, turns into three, turns into four. And she picks up the phone and calls her and says, you know, we're moving forward to get this damage repaired. And it wasn't extensive, but, you know, with auto repair.
Yeah, a little ding on the bumper.
A little ding. That's $1,000. Whatever. So she calls and the woman says, yeah, we're not going to do anything about that. And then goes, click, hangs up the phone.
And that's why you let your insurance handle that stuff.
And I looked at her, I go, you, on principle alone, you pick up that phone and you turn that in. It's not that I think this other woman that hit her deserves to have to go through all of the mess of the claim and like all of that stuff. But I don't want her thinking she can just go plowing into people and getting away with it.
Yeah.
Who does that? See, in your scenario, Scott, this is a mystery woman, even though you have the license plate.
I do.
It's a mystery woman.
I still have the license plate in my head.
And so you can't really put a face to a name. This woman had the gall to say, this is my phone number. This is who I am. We'll totally take care of it. And then was just like, yeah, no, we're not going to do anything about that.
And that's why you call insurance.
Right?
That's why you do it.
But somebody's on the text line saying, call the cops on a fender bender in a Price Chopper parking
that
lot?
That is leaving the scene of an accident.
Well,
it is. It is leaving the scene of an accident.
On private property.
Okay, well, if I mow down someone in a drunk driving incident in the Hy-Vee
parking
lot.
Okay, we're not comparing.
It doesn't matter. It's on private property.
I'm
still going to be charged.
Are you comparing a drunk driving run over to a bang offender?
No, but it doesn't matter whether you break the law on private property or public property.
I understand your point, but I went to the customer service desk and I just said, here's what I saw. Here's the license plate in case the person with the car that got hit comes to you. And I left it at that. What am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Make a citizen's arrest?
Here's why I
wants
I'm,
you to chase down that other driver in the parking lot.
Stop, ma'am.
Throw potatoes at her or something.
Show some character and stop your vehicle.
Here's what bothers me about this entire scenario. This is why you're not a Crime Stopper and I am. This is why.
I'm a crime fighter, not a stopper.
No, you are a crime observer and do nothinger. That poor, probably elderly person came out with probably a prescription from the pharmacy.
Maybe.
Did not go to the back of the car that had been plowed into by this
lawbreaker. Maybe it was a teenager with a bunch of condoms. I have no idea.
The elderly woman gets into the driver's side of her car.
Yeah.
Never even sees the back of the car.
No.
Gets in with her prescription for high blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
And drives home.
Yeah.
The next day, her elderly husband comes home and says, Madge? Did you hit something with the car? And Madge is like, no. And he's like, well, it's all dented up in the back.
Well, it's not that bad.
She doesn't even know this has happened. But do you know who does know?
Me.
And the Lord. That's what my grandma used to say. God knows if you're lying.
I wasn't lying.
The problem with telling the security person and not leaving a note on the car of the victim is that there is a good chance that person doesn't even know that that car has been struck until they get home.
Okay, I think you need to calm down. First of all, they're not really a victim, and I didn't tell...
their car got smashed! Why are they not a victim?
It wasn't smashed, it was scraped.
Whatever.
And I didn't tell security, I told customer service.
What kind of car was it that that got hit?
It was a Buick.
I told you it was an old lady! No one over the age of, like, I don't know. If you're driving a Buick, you're an octogenarian.
Well, I don't know about that.
Did it have the little sticker in the back window?
It said ARP.
I can't even look at you right now.
And Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Oh, my God!
Korean War vet.
If you drive a Buick and you have a scrape on your back bumper, you need to call police.
Or call Scott Parks, apparently, because he knows all.
I'm on to you, GMC. Starts with a 513. Won't read the rest, but I know.
You know what? I hope I
know those letters.
I hope I am never like Kitty Genovese in New York. I hope I am never standing on a street corner while someone is stabbing me, and you are 30 yards away observing this, and then you just wander in casually and mention it to customer service.
Well, I would. I'm good at getting a description. I got the license plate. You want me running through the parking lot at the Price Chopper in Western Shawnee?
And pelting the woman with potatoes.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, right, Ron. Like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. Running through the parking lot with my gun.
At the very least, when you observe a crime, you let the victim know they have been victimized.
You should have put a note on the car.
Yeah, just a note. Hey, some jerk in a GMC
hit your
license plate.
Mauve, I'm sorry. Gonna need more of that blood pressure medicine after you see your car.
Hey, Iris. Sorry about what happened to your car, your Buick. It was a very nice Buick, by the way. Really nice. Does Buick make the Encore? Is that a Buick car? The Buick Encore or something? Because
that's what it was.
It's an SUV.
Yeah.
It was a sharp car. Well, it was.
Was.
Not any longer.
It was a sharp car.
Yeah. 576-7798. Hey, speaking of accidents and getting your fender bent, if you find yourself in that situation, maybe you're at a Price Chopper parking lot.
Because someone told you, maybe. I don't know, or they didn't tell you, and then you don't know.
When it comes time to get that car fixed, and you want that bumper fixed right, take it to Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car, truck. So get it fixed right the first time. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I have seen his crews at work, and I can say without question, they are the best in the business. Give them a call today, 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Even if your car's been dinged out in Western Shawnee, they'll take care of it at Dale's in Blue Springs. DalesAutoCollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you. Not always words that go hand in hand, but U.S. Open and controversy.
Okay.
You heard about this? U.S. Open officials are apologizing for a controversial incident that occurred yesterday in which a female tennis player was penalized for briefly taking off her shirt. She did have a sports bra on underneath it.
Okay.
For briefly taking off her shirt on the court during a break amid the sweltering heat and humidity. Temperatures were soaring near 100 degrees in New York City, and I'm going to screw this name up, as French player Elise Cornet took on Sweden's Johanna Larsson during the second day of the U.S. Open. An extreme heat policy was in effect during their match, allowing the players a 10-minute break between sets to cool off and hydrate. When Cornet returned to the court, she seemed to realize that her shirt was on backwards. She quickly pulled up her pink striped top, turned away from the court cameras as she took it off, showing her black and red sports bra underneath.
Okay.
Within seconds, she put her shirt back on the correct way. The chair umpire overseeing the match immediately hit her with a code violation after the incident. The Grand Slam rulebook stipulates that players can request permission to leave the court for a change of attire break. To change their clothing at the nearest assigned bathroom, blah, blah, blah. However, the story notes male players are often seen taking off their shirts and changing into fresh ones while sitting in their seats on the court during breaks. But she, Rod, put your shirt back on, please.
When you say she was penalized, like did they dock her
points? I don't understand tennis, so I have no idea if they took a point away or...
I understand that's always looked like way more work than I want to do.
But she turns her back to the court when she comes back out from the locker room or
whatever. Shirt's on backwards.
Realizes that, you know, she obviously had her shirt off while she was trying to cool down because it was 100 degrees at the U.S. Open. Comes back onto the court. I don't know if it was a fresh shirt or the same sweaty shirt she had been wearing all afternoon. I have no idea. Realizes the shirt is on backwards. Takes it off. And puts it right back on right ways. She's penalized for it. However, and this was like the lead story on GMA this morning.
Really?
They had pictures of men sitting in their seats on the sideline of the court.
Yeah.
Just taking their shirts off and putting a fresh one on.
Yeah. And the next time you tell me there's no such thing as sexism or because you're always that guy, women have every opportunity that men do. I'm going to remind you.
Well, they do, just
unless
not,
you're trying to turn your shirt around at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, at the U.S. Open.
And then please don't do that. We're going to penalize you.
Well, at the U.S. Open, I would argue that things are not perfectly legal.
Doesn't it awfully nice to have a penis?
Well, yes, it is, Rod. Yes, it is. It is very nice. We're allowed to change our shirts on courtside.
I would have accidentally dropped my racket into that guy's face.
Well, I think you would have been penalized for that.
Probably would have.
All right. We got to get out of here. Jonathan Weir coming up right after the 6 o'clock news. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host. She'll be at the public library tonight with Rhiannon Alley.
You got it.
Looking at her book tonight. Mommy, Please Don't Go to Work by Rhiannon Alley. That's at the public library tonight on the plaza. Is that right? Okay. We'll see you there. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, the search for a mysterious woman seen ringing doorbells in Houston comes to an end. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.